Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and once again, you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today come to us from Nashville. They're partners not just in music, but in life. They create original, soulful music influenced by love, loss, and the countryside. Their latest album is called Riverman's Daughter. Please welcome The Grams.
Down to Mississippi, where the cotton grows, I left my heart to a poor man's son who came from Jericho. He took me to the river, got down on his knee. I broke his aim when he walked away, and then I ate from the apple tree. So fare thee well, Joseph Cain. I'm not ready for the altar. I'll be gone before tomorrow. I just want to be free. And I blow straight through to Austin, this old guitar and me. I strummed my way down through Baton Rouge, and then I headed up to Tennessee. I got myself a spotlight on a beat-up bathroom stage. I bought a pretty dress, now I'm the queen of the harvest. So fare thee well, Joseph Cain. I'm not ready for the altar. I'll be gone before tomorrow. I just want to be free. And I blow my horn from where I go, just to let you know I still love you so. But I'm never going back to you, Jericho. Driving now for miles, the folks been mighty kind. Made myself a name, you may recall. Perhaps you caught my show sometime. But somewhere between Dixie and the life I've come to know, I lost the love of the only one. He made me feel free in my soul. So fare thee well, Joseph Cain. I'm not ready for the altar. I'll be gone before tomorrow. I just want to be free. And I blow my horn before I go. I love you more than you'll ever know. But I'm never going back.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. Alyssa Graham with a big, powerful voice you hear on our stage next to Doug Graham, the couple, the duo that we're featuring this week on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio. Our Studio One service, Alyssa and Doug, welcome to our program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
This is our first time in Iowa City.
It is your first time. What's your first impression of your first time in Iowa City?
Cool.
It's a beautiful day. There's nice people, and we got you, Ben. So we're happy folks.
All right. We are happy to have you. The name of your latest album, Riverman's Daughter, that was Jericho. You performed off of this, and I'm holding a big, beautiful vinyl copy of it. Of course, it's also out on CD, and I'm sure downloadable and all this. It's got a nice picture of you on what looks like the deck or the interior deck of a riverboat.
Yep. That's right. Well, the story is that we were sitting in our New York City apartment and wanted to be Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer. So we followed the mighty Mississippi from Minneapolis down to the Atchafalaya Swamp, and then we hopped on that houseboat for quite a bit of time and wrote the record.
So this is where the majority of the songs, well, here's some others, I assume, this hour, but the majority of the songs we're hearing, including Jericho, that first one, were written on this houseboat.
That's right. Or going down the Great River Road for better part of a year, but a lot of them were culminated in that houseboat where we sort of took all the inspiration. And
okay, make sure along the way you tell us a little bit about the inspiration for the individual songs.
Sure.
But this Riverman's Daughter album has done very well out there. Tell us about that. That's been recognized by a number of outlets, hasn't it?
Well, I think we're lucky right now because the Americana music is really coming back into fashion, and this is the kind of music we've grew up on and stuff we've been writing together since we were kids, and lots of Neil Young and Bob Dylan and the band and the Grateful Dead and that kind of stuff.
Woody Guthrie.
Right now, I think there's a resurgence of roots in Americana music. And we just happen to be sort of smack in the middle of it. So we've gotten real great support from the Americana Association and the radio charts and stuff like that.
Okay. You mentioned you've been together a long time, and that's no exaggeration. I want to talk about that a little later, but let's go back to music from the Grams. What do you got for us next?
We're going to play the title track, and
okay.
This was the song that we wrote in New York that propelled us on this big journey in search of the Riverman.
Are you a Riverman's daughter, Alyssa?
Well, I did grow up on the mill stream, but no.
Okay.
This is Riverman's Daughter.
These are the swamp flies.
There's a bend in the river, and from where I stand, I can see the steamboats turning. I can hear the sailors calling as they make their way for land. And I can smell the coal fire burning. Every morning I've been climbing up and down the lighthouse stairs, looking out on the water. Been leaning on the railing and watching for hours for a boat called the Riverman's Daughter. Oh, Riverman, oh, Riverman, have you sailed out to sea? See a smokestack gleaming. Could be my darling, he's coming home all right. Could be my love come steaming. Every morning I've been climbing up and down the lighthouse stairs, looking out on Riverman's Daughter. Oh, Riverman, oh, Riverman, have you sailed out to sea? yes, have you forgotten me?
Thank you so much. We're going to do a song now that's about giving something back to the next generation. Another song from our new record. This is a song called Carrying the Torch.
The halls in white lace, glass of daddy's bourbon in the hand. Daddy's not around to drink it anywhere. He's planted 6 feet under Alabama land. My brother wore the uniform. My mother waited out on the porch. My lover played that flugel horn. Back when he was carrying the torch. Back when he was carrying the torch. She never listens to the radio. She listens to the music playing in her head. When there's a party, she doesn't care to go. She stays at home and looks at pictures instead. One of a brother in the uniform. One of a mama out on the porch. Photo of a lover playing flugelhorn. Back when he was carrying the torch. Back when he was carrying the torch. And mama never liked his music anyway. Daddy never liked his St. Louis look. They sent him back by Greyhound Way with 25 bucks and the holy book. At home and waits for nights, sings a melody of days gone by. After 30 years, it feels alright. No one left even wonders why. No one left even wonders why. She lost that old uniform. She never sits out on the porch. She still got. No one left carrying the torch. No one left carrying the torch. No one left carrying the torch. No one left carrying the torch.
We're going to play a song now that is, you know, inspired by a lot of the stories and particularly the tragedies we heard going down the mighty Mississippi. There are people we hung out with that have been there for generations living off the land, and they've gone through some amazing things, and this song was inspired by a personal tragedy as well. So it's a song called Mama.
With the grace of glory, Mama walks with the grace of glory, hallelujah. Mama walks with the grace of glory. I know someday she'll be waiting for me. Mama's singing my songs in heaven. Singing my songs in heaven, hallelujah. Mama's singing my songs in heaven. Hear the angel band playing with me. If you scatter seeds to the wild wind, you will harvest a storm when the tempest roars and comes. And comes howling in, who will keep you from harm? If you scatter seeds to the wild wind, you will harvest a storm when the tempest roars and comes howling in. Who will keep you from harm? Mama walks with the grace of glory. Mama walks with the grace of glory. Someday she'll be waiting for me. I know someday she'll be waiting for me. I know someday she'll be waiting for me.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
You're listening to Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been in the business since 2001. Our shows are recorded most Fridays of the year at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, but we do get around to other parts of the state, to other venues, and explore the wonderful live music scene in Iowa with our show. So please do check out our website at iowapublicradio.org. You can find out about our events and our broadcasts, and make sure you download a few of the podcasts. What you hear today from the Grams will be on our website as well for you to download and listen to as many times as your heart desires. You can take that trip down the Mississippi in this riverboat a number of times. So did you set out to make an album while traveling on this riverboat, or did it just happen that way?
We set out to do it. We wrote the song Riverman, and we just played it earlier. And
Riverman's Daughter.
Riverman's Daughter, and that's what inspired the journey.
We sort of made up this character. We like to create legends and tell stories.
Yes.
That's what we grew up on, and that's what we like to do as musicians. And So we created this character while sitting on the 11th floor in our Manhattan apartment.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to be Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn and go find this river man.
Getting something completely different than what you grew up with, is that sort of what allured you, the romantic idea of another time, another place?
Well, yes. Like I said, we were big fans of Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn. So I think as we grew older, that sort of that dream of going down the Mississippi was constant, and we just decided we got to do it. But, you know, a lot of people ask us this question about growing up in the Northeast and now playing music that's deeply rooted in the South. And I think that it's interesting because people
if we were born a couple generations ago, it would really make a difference. But now I know so many people from the Carolinas and from Louisiana, etc., that are huge Van Halen fans. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So. Right, we live in this global community, and this kind of music has always been an inspiration for us, the people we mentioned earlier in the program. And I think we're lucky that way in this generation that we get to access music from all different parts of the world and different cultures and different geographical points. So, yes, we wanted to dig deeper into those roots of American music.
Okay, let's explore it some more in your music. Riverman's Daughter, the album, Alyssa Graham, Doug Graham. They go by the moniker The Grahams.
All right.
This is the first song on our record, and it's a good one to sing along to if y'all are up for it. The lyrics are real easy. You'll catch on. Come on, mothers, come on, sons, come on, everybody run, cause they're pitching the pavilion in the field,
in the field.
Well, the music feels all right, they'll be saving souls all night, by tomorrow we shall surely all be healed.
Get in line, join your hand in mine, it's revival time. Get in line, join your hand in mine. Time.
Come on, girls, come on, boys, stamp your feet and make a noise, cause the devil gets running when we shout. Join the circle, lift your heart, let the jubilation start, let the spirit in and let the devil out.
Get in line, join your hand in mine, it's revival time. Get in line, join your hand in mine.
In the meadow by the brook, there's a preacher with a book, and he's singing about the thunder and the flood,
oh, the flood,
and he's shaking like a leaf with conviction and belief, cause he's got the resurrection and the blood.
Get in line, join your hand in mine, it's revival time.
Come on!
Get in line, join your hand in mine, it's revival time. Get in line, join your hand in mine, it's revival time.
Thank you so much. That is the first song on our new record. And in answer to some of Ben's questions about making this record, we actually were very, very inspired by the southern part of the Mississippi. There's just a lot of interesting and foreign things for New Yorkers to explore down there. But this next song is the one song that we wrote about the northern part of the river and the Great North Woods. And as I said, we like to make up legends. So this is a song about a legendary woman in history up in the Great North Woods. It's called Tender Annabelle.
That we made up.
Sit down, son, and listen here. I'm gonna tell a tale to bend your ear. I've just come back from the great North Woods. They've got bear up there the size of Detroit Thunderbirds. There's a bar up there at the end of the tracks, just for the railmen and the lumberjacks. That's the first place that I heard tell of the woman they called Tender Annabelle. Annabelle, Annabelle, that river dragged your man to hell. Now every river man around he calls Annabelle before he goes down. It was 10 years back, a man was driving the sluice. He fell into the mix when the key broke loose. Annabelle would not let him go. They say the waters churned as her white scarf slipped below. Now I was drinking with the river dog. He come down from Crow's Bay with a freight of logs. When the jam broke clear near Shamanoe, he called for Annabelle to pull him through. Starts running and the river floods. She came. Fortune or fame, the way she lied against my weight. I know she tried to give me love without desire, but it don't matter. Bury me in the ground. my name in vain, have been loved by a good man. I've been loved by a good man. I've been loved by a good man. Will you still say I loved him anyway he came? Too high or low, the way he played that guitar slow. I know he tried to give me love without desire, but it don't matter now. You can bury me in the ground, take my name in vain. I've been loved by a good man. It don't matter now where you lay me down. Took my word on the stand. I've been loved by a good man. 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 It don't matter now. You can bury me in the ground. Take my name in vain. I've been loved by a good man. It don't matter now where you lay me down. Took my word on the stand. I've been loved by a good man. 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 I've been loved by a good man.
Original music by our guests this week, the Grahams, Alyssa Graham and Doug Graham. That's a good man, and I have to believe that that has received some response, because that's one of those rare songs that you can listen to once and it will play through your head, stay with you.
Well, thank you. That's
in a
good.
Very good way, in a very good. Complimentary way. Is there a story behind that song?
There's a story. I mean, Doug and I grew up together, and here's my good man. That's about it. There is a little bit of a story.
I can tell by the way you look at each other when you sing that song. That's authentic.
That's so funny. I don't even realize that. Sorry, we're not looking at the audience. I wrote that song, and people call it a love song, and it is, but it's sort of this empowering love song that doesn't necessarily sound like a love song, because we're talking from beyond the grave, sort of, and how fulfilled our life was because of one another.
And if people do want to go to thegrahamsmusic.net, there's a beautiful video that is fairly involved with a cast of characters in a house, and I won't have a spoiler, but at the end there's this bedroom scene. It's not what you think.
Don't spoil it.
The bedroom scene says it all.
It's not what you think. The back of the bedroom opens up and the band steps forward. It's quite nice. Was that video filmed in Nashville?
It was filmed in Kentucky. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Actually, nice. We met a director in Nashville, and Patrick Larney, and he did a great job. He wanted to capture the idea of Doug and I growing up together, but at the same time, he wanted to make it fictional. Mm-hmm.
Since the age of 7, did you say?
She was 7. I'm a little bit older.
And did you know you were linked in this way from that very first moment?
I sort of knew, but yeah, that's easy for me to say. When you take one look at her, she's quite attractive.
Thanks, honey. People tell us to get a room all the time. But that song, actually, I had written most of it, and we always like to tell people that Doug actually edited it, so it might not have necessarily been called A Good Man before until Doug got his hands on it.
There were other words in there.
Okay, no, I mean, there were other lyrics, but, Doug dubbed it A Good Man.
Okay, we'll work our imagination on that a little bit. Get back to music. We have time for a number more tunes from the Grams, Riverman's Daughter, the title of their album.
So this is another love song from the record, and it's a funny little love song because we wrote it together, as we write all of these together, but we're not sure which one of us this is about. Leave me bare with my troubled mind. I was born here underneath this fruitless vine. I belong to the fields and the plow. But you made me love you, and I've got hard times now. Leave me bare with these graves and guns, where my whiskey drinking days were done at 21. I belong to the cruel sun on my brow, but you made me love you, and I've got hard times now. Can walk through the shadowland so bitter. You stole my childhood, you stole my rage. So I'll pray for the lonely, not the sinner. And to this life I'll leave a love that's ripe with age.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Eclectic Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Spending the hour with the Grahams this week on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Riverman's Daughter, the title of their latest album, an album that the songwriting of which was written on a boat going down the Mississippi, other parts to explore parts of America that many of us have never seen, and a lot of stories.
Many of connect. You may not want to see.
Alyssa Graham with us and Doug Graham. Let's go back to music. Time for a few more.
We grew up in a small town outside of New York City, and there was an authentic haunted house where we grew up, and both of us were scarred by the experience of getting off the bus and having to run past the house. Nobody knew who lived there, and it really was frightening with cobwebs and dilapidated, and there was always this one little flicker in the window of a hint of a human being or a ghost in there. So recently that house fell down while we were taking this journey, and the word around town is that nobody found anybody living there. Nobody found any remnants of that person or that ghost. So we decided that we should write a song about this house since it's been part of our shared history. And this is a song called Marnie Hawkins, one for the little children before they go to bed at night. Do our old-timey number that we rarely do, so this is sort of a treat for us and for all you old-timers out there.
Lay down, Delilah. Hang up the phone. Your husband is sleeping, and your children are grown. And July's come deep in. It sunk like a stone, and that evening sun gone down. Delilah, your daddy wore white buckskin shoes. He saved his attention for the Birmingham News. So who gave his angel the last kind word blues with that evening sun gone? Story to tell, and that evening sun gone down. Story to tell, and that evening sun gone down. The last thing, Delilah, that you ought to know, winter comes quickly, though the time creeps by slow. Strictly for the fireworks show, and that evening sun gone down, and that evening sun gone down.
This is a song about our hometown, and we miss it, and we're going back there tonight. So we'll see you soon, New York City.
Well, the open range is like Western Avenue on a Sunday morning about 2 a.m. And I left late, my body was aching. That venom spread from the snake bite chin. And the canyon river's ugly street. Danger lies below my feet. So I rode that wave and spent my money. When the good Lord comes, he's gonna save us, honey. Remember when they pushed me down, they broke into that old candy store and shook all them bridges on the way out of town. Now the great river, it shelters the beast, never blowing its way back east. But I will return, you know I'll
paid in blood. When the Almighty comes, all our suffering will be done. Welcome, Lord, I miss your bones. I even miss the brick and stone. I'm not meant to be so alone. If you're in New York, I'm coming home. Shine like Midtown. They drown out the stars like the midnight sun. I always got lost in your deep dark valleys, but I found my love at Park M 51. Well, I followed my fears till the trail ran cold. Now I'm just afraid of getting too old. Well, next time I'll be by your side. When the devil comes, he's gonna pass us by. I even miss the brick and stone. I'm not meant to be so alone. If you're in New York, I'm coming home. If you're in New York, I'm coming home.
Sadly, only one more tune left from the Grams this hour, but we hope they'll be back in the future. They're in the midst of a U.S. tour that has taken them through Iowa. I think it was Des Moines yesterday.
Yes, we were in Des Moines yesterday.
And Iowa City
to be in
today.
Iowa for a few
and
days.
Heading back to your home, New York City. You mentioned before that song you missed New York City. What exactly do you miss most about your home that we can't or don't offer you here in the Midwest or another part of the country?
The rudeness and the food, of course.
She means the quickness. It's you walk into a place and everybody knows you're expecting it fast.
Oh, I see.
There's no like, hello, let's have a chat first.
No.
Which we've come to appreciate, but
very much we appreciate it. But you know, we always like to tell people that when you go to New York City, New Yorkers aren't rude. They're just in a hurry. So when you're asking them a question like, how do I get to Lincoln Center? Just expect them to be like, it's take a right, take a left, and then three blocks down. Bye-bye. You know,
Not... I had a friend who grew up here in Iowa, and he moved to New York City, lived there, came back. And I said, well, what's the difference? And he said, you come back, and it's almost like you're moving in molasses.
Exactly.
And you just have to get used to that slower pace
of
things.
That's all it takes.
So it matches up perfectly with what you're saying. What about your new home, Nashville? What have you had to adjust there most of all?
We love Nashville. You know, we always like to compare it to New York, but they're just such different animals. The great thing about Nashville that's different than New York is the hipsters in Nashville as opposed to the hipsters in New York City and Brooklyn.
Different kinds of hipsters, all right.
Yeah. They're nice. You know, the hipsters in Brooklyn, and I love them. I love my hipster friends, but they're not as friendly. You know, they'll just be like, that guy thinks he's great wearing a hat.
Yeah, exactly.
But in Nashville, they're just so nice and friendly.
Okay, we love having you here. We hope you come back to Iowa and enjoy our friendliness, too. I hope you found friendly people.
We love it. Thanks so much for having
us. Okay, Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer. Phil Moss, our technical producer. Derek Kellison, thanks for the production assistance. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. I'm Ben Kiefer. Let's give a big round of applause to thank our guests, the Grams.
Some child, haven't seen you for a while. How have you been getting on these days? Last I saw you, you were broke. Out on the streets, we barely spoke. It seems you and I were always parting ways. Then you went off the rails, and I went straight. When we met, it was way back when in Lafayette. You were on the timber cutting crew. And I was at the college then. I didn't dance with working men, but thought I'd like to take a stroll with you. So we wandered by the riverside. We watched the dogwood blossoms glide down the river, heading out of state. But it seems like that was you and me, pulled along reluctantly. Never had much time to stop and wait. Then you went off the rails and I went straight. And I won't pretend that I loved you all the while. We were kicking up and down the line. Your troubled mind. I moved out to Pensacola. You were playing rock and roll down in Tallahassee with the band. I waited for you once backstage. Then I had to turn the page, 'cause hanging round was more than I could stand. 10 years and 1,000 miles, I lived in Newport News a while. You worked down in Norfolk hauling freight. But you cooked me gumbo that July, and I don't know why we said goodbye. It seems you and I were always just too late.